are in alignment with this, welcome. If you are not, don't even come around. I am not available for that kind of nonsense. You need to state this. Be more in charge. There are many things that are necessary to prepare your body to accommodate awareness of multidimensional energy. Yoga, stretching, breathing, and algae and herbs to supplement your body create room for energy to operate. A body is needed that accommodates the vibration of multidimensional intelligence. So perhaps some of your work involves this preparation. Your natural state of being and what you are evolving toward is a multidimensional character who will be able to make peace on this planet and take that peace into other worlds as well. Remember, peace involves a decision that is a standard chosen for your life. Someday there will be many parallel memories to integrate and ideas that suddenly emerge. You will realize that there are layers and layers of yourself experiencing, while a portion of you is so certain nothing is going on. These layers of reality are beginning to split and fragment, and you are moving into new aspects of your abilities and expression. Now, the trick is to catch these things, to spend more time pursuing what you have been inspired to discover over the years. This memory that is being stirred up inside of you can create bodily reactions because it dwells in the cells of your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, and it needs to be understood. You are growing into something new, and you are building the framework. We encourage you to have your body adjusted through whatever modality of experience suits your fancy. You could use shiatsu, massage, rolfing, rebirthing, or some method through which you are able to access all of your bodies, mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional. Use these methods to move energy beyond any place it may have become stuck. We recommend that you drink great amounts of water. Spend time breathing and oxygenating, do toning, and practice allowing unlabeled sound to express itself through your body. Keep your body active and alive. Spend time communicating, meditating with peace, and listening to whatever is speaking to you from the inside. Weave your discoveries into the structure of your life and intend along the way what it is that you want. Clarity is the name of the game here. If you make yourself available without clarity, it is very easy to attract energies that will not accommodate your vibration. This does not mean that those energies are bad. It simply means that they may resonate out of sync with your vibrational intent, which may, of course, be unclear to you. When you are not firm in the stance of yourself, confusion occurs because the energies are not integrating. Your emotions create the quality of your experience as the thought forms hanging out with you. Acting happy and perfect all the time is not the solution. Allow yourself to move through emotional experiences and learn from them. Dark moods and energies that you hold on to become habits or patterns that can create extreme difficulties. You can become what we call a cosmic hooker, an open doorway to any and all unqualified energies. Knowing that the Prime Creator is in all things, this indeed can create a dilemma. In the realm of multidimensionality and merging, animals are adepts. Animals move through dimensions. Have you ever seen an animal or a bird 1 minute, and then the next second it is gone? Animals are very concerned with the quality of life, much more so than you are. When the quality of life is in question, the animals automatically migrate towards a more sustaining reality. They remove themselves into other domains of existence where they are programmed to survive. Insects and frogs, for example, open dimensional avenues with their sounds. Others may travel on sound. Everything dreams, journeying into many realities. You can best relate to the concept of dreaming knowing that, when you sleep, you go into another world that does exist. Everything exists because it is connected, whether memory is open or not. Beetles, earthworms, and frogs know they go from one reality to another. They go into other worlds, yet they are right here in this world. Many very intelligent forms of life can manifest themselves by merging with the animal and plant kingdoms. In this way, they can come peek into your reality. Now, these many intelligent forms of life want to merge with you, the library cards. The way they can access the library through you as humans is quite different from the way they can access the library by coming in as squirrels. You are complex. You have a tremendous amount of knowledge inside of you. And as you prepare yourselves to merge with other forms of sentient existence, you will be able to bring peace to your planet. You will be able to bring a magnificent new upliftment, a new way of being, a new prayer. It will seem as if it is coming out of you, and yet you will know that it is more than you. Understand that there is a great intelligence in all life forms, and the experience of all life is waiting for you. Open your emotional selves and employ the vital force of love as the key to your own spiritual evolution. The living library's doorway in your body is your genitals, and if you learn how to use this doorway, it serves as an opening into the records of time. Sexuality aligns your body into a state of healing and opens gateways to the stars. Sexuality in a bonded, loving relationship can be profound and take you into other worlds, revitalize your body, and remind your body of its most idealized patterns. Using sexual expression to regenerate yourself rather than degenerate yourself is the ideal you will pursue. Dealing with sexuality involves dealing with hormones. Sex excites the very core of your cells, and the light-encoded filaments become entwined with one another. In a magnet, the energies all line up and face the same way. When you become sexual and do the dance that starts in your hormones, your whole body lines up in one direction. When you and another individual are lined up, you are like the North and South Poles. Your body turns into a magnet. When you and another individual achieve a heightened state of electromagnetic force, you pull on one another and create a balance between each other. When you get really good at this, you will not even have to touch each other. You can create this web of love between you, and it is through this force field that your inner bodies arise and go into other worlds. We think sexuality is one of the most exciting gifts you have been given, and we want to guide you further along this journey so that you can have a better time on Earth. Love yourself and love Earth, because they are one and the same. And that means every part of your body. You need to talk about sex. Make a commitment to accept every area of your body and to draw a partner to yourself who will honor every area of your body. Know that your partner will be wanting and willing to pioneer this glorious part of your God-Goddess force. You inherit the blueprint of every person with whom you have sex. So you have not only your own stuff to deal with, but theirs as well. When your body comes together with another's, your chakras are stirred and your kundalini is moved. If your kundalini is only moved into your lower two chakras, and it is not a full body infusion, you can have hooks into the other person's auric field, and they can have hooks into yours. This is why it is important to be very selective about who you are going to have sex with. Make sure, if you are going to go for it, that you have some kind of bond and commitment, and that you plan on working things out. Because in this day of accelerated time and sped up energy, you can take on everything from someone else. Sex is wonderful. It is absolutely one of the most glorious gifts that you have as a human being to discover your identity. However, you must learn how to use it. No one has educated you on the ramifications of the energy link that comes from having sex with people. You may want to do a number of ceremonies or rituals with the intention of releasing people's energy from your field. Smudging is a very good ritual to clear your energy field. Churches all use it. Many institutions use incense or smoke of some kind to clear energy. Smoke is multidimensional. When you smudge, it is an indication you are taking a step to cleanse, clear, and release the energy so that there are no attachments. You may want to smudge your body and smudge your home. If you are a man, when you have sex, you can learn to retain the sperm and not ejaculate. There are certain techniques to do this. Pressing on the perineum, the small area between the anus and the scrotum, holds the life force inside the body, and the orgasm changes. Humans have been tricked into having genital orgasms, which are localized experiences, rather than full-body cosmic experiences. If you think about how many bodies you are, you will realize that you can experience orgasm in all of these bodies. So as you reconsider and redefine how you are pleasured, you begin to experience different ways of receiving pleasure, and you move out of the locality of the genital area. There is also tremendous excitement that can come from looking into each other's eyes, exchanging the strands of DNA. This is the heart connection into the eyes of the soul, the heart of the soul. Of course you can close your eyes. However, a tremendous amount of eye contact changes the experience. You may also wish to work with your chakras, touching especially each other's heart chakras. Put your hand on the heart chakra of your partner and keep your hearts open. Perhaps you can change your focus during intercourse to not reach climax immediately. Have fun and build to the point just before climax, then hold that frequency. Subside to a point and build it again and again. Take some time with it. When you honor the process, spending hours doing so, because this creates a deep intimacy and the experience will last you so much longer. The rejuvenation or regeneration of the life force occurs when there are hours and hours of intimacy with your eyes open and you learning to get your body to do what you want it to do. An orgasm is not a local event. There are people who can have their ears tickled and have orgasms. There are people who can have their wrists tickled and have orgasms. You can have orgasms when you dream. You can have orgasms when you are out of your body. The orgasm is misunderstood. You think it is a local event of the genital area. It is not. It is a cosmic event that has been interpreted to be localized so that you would miss the point. It is an ongoing pulsation of godhood and goddesshood, of pleasure and of connecting to the pulse of existence. So it can occur anywhere. If you were really tuned in to your sexuality, taking a bite of delicious food could send an orgasm through you if you were that free. It is the height of appreciating the divinity in all things. There is nothing wrong with masturbation. It is a fine practice if you learn to honor your body and the rightness of stimulating certain feelings within your body. Masturbate without projection, without shame, and without dragging varieties of unknowns into your body through thought. It is tricky, like everything. It is a fine art form, but it is not to be practiced solely as a form of release. If you are using masturbation to release tension, then you need to reconsider. If you have never masturbated, then how can you expect to have sex with someone else and expect them to know your body when you don't know it yourself? Sexuality will take on a whole different value and become one of the most important forces discussed as earth changes become more pronounced. As your society disintegrates, you will want to reevaluate everything. You will want to be close, to be committed, and to have a partner you can count on. As you become aware of life extension and understand about everything speeding up, you will eventually experience great movements of rejuvenation. The partners that you choose will be partners you know and have known for tens of thousands of years. If you are female, you can help your male partner open up by accepting yourself and your own body, and by creating for yourself a standard about the kind of man you are available for. You will magnetize this kind of man because he will be willing to learn and change. The male vibrations, in general, are very confused at this time, not knowing for certain what their identity is. They are going to find out that they need to draw to themselves those who will integrate them into these changes. The more you can be stabilized in your love for your body and in your willingness to know what you want and what your intentions are, the easier it will be for men. One of the big taboos in your society has been oral sex. We've said that woman's substance of power is blood, while the substance of power for men is sperm. Sperm carries a tremendous amount of data, while blood can be likened to an elixir of healing, a source of life. Both offer revitalization and rejuvenation. When you share these substances while in a bonded, loving relationship, it is the ultimate in sharing your secret power. It is the ultimate in blending in your identities so that you can remember who you are and why, in this lifetime, you have come together. When you ingest these substances, you create a very deep bonding. It is like drinking or infusing the secrets and sum total of the individuals from whom they came. Again, we will state here that without the ingredient of love, you will never reach this exalted state of achievement. We suggest that couples who have sex have an intention around their sexual activity. This does not take the spontaneity out of it. It does not mean that you have to get organized and structured and make appointments and have all of this processing before you come together. As you develop intimacy, sexual activity does not take place only when your hormones are zinging. Sexual expression takes place continuously. As you walk into a market, you can carry on a conversation about your sexuality. You don't have to lock that experience into the bedroom, or when you are having a drink, or within certain little boxes of performance. You are going to be infused with this energy. It is part of what will train you about your divinity. It is essential. You have many things to look forward to in the sexual arena. Stay open. Evaluate your present beliefs around sexuality and explore your boundaries. Sexuality is your birthright and your heritage as humans. It is your gift from the gods. Time is a construct. On Earth, you have been under the assumption that the present springs from the past. We suggest that the present springs from the future as well. Time has many doorways through it, and the past and future both have their own validity and importance. This is all part of the ever-expanding now. The past, in its now, continues to influence its ongoing now. These ongoing nows continue to grow and mature, the same as their future counterparts. The assignment you are on involves changing your past as you spring from the future in order to create a different present. You are ruled by cycles and rhythms. A main influence that designs the pulse of life is the moon. Through the moon cycles, and by the revolving of Earth on her axis and Earth's rotation around the sun, you make and define time. The moon, of course, in orbit around the Earth, acts as Earth's celestial companion on the cyclical journeys. Until the advent of electricity, these were the rhythms through which life was lived and defined for thousands of years. People could watch time pass. Day turned into night, and night turned into day. Time had distinctions. People could watch the seasons pass, and time was based on something that could be verified. With electricity came the breaking of these rhythms, or there could be light past dark. People